Peru's former spy chief is back in the country to face charges of running death squads and dealing in illegal drugs. A plane carrying Vladimiro Montesinos landed before dawn today at a military airport in Peru's northern Amazon. He was captured in Caracas, Venezuela over the weekend after a manhunt that lasted 8 months and covered three continents. Throughout the 1990s, Montesinos served as intelligence advisor to disgraced former President Alberto Fujimori. Reporter John Miller is in Lima. How was Montesinos finally captured?
Well, we don't really know that much about the capture itself, but we do know that Montesinos was moving from place to place in Venezuela, and that Venezuelan authorities knew several days ago that he was in the capital, Caracas, and that he was about to move again, so they closed in. That was late Saturday night, and Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez announced the capture the next morning, yesterday morning. Beyond that, no one is giving details.
And the charges against him?
Well, there have been two parallel investigations here in Peru, one by a special prosecutor who was actually appointed by ex-President Fujimori, and another by a congressional commission, thanks in part to this huge collection of videotapes that Montesinos left behind when he fled. The investigators have turned up astounding levels of corruption and have formulated long lists of charges. Among those are money laundering, illegal enrichment, bribery, influence peddling, drug trafficking. The list goes on and on. It seems Montesinos headed an enormous mafia, which included high-ranking people from the military, the courts, the news media, politics, and business circles. About 50 of those people are already in jail awaiting trial. Finally, as you mentioned, there are important human rights charges, mainly related to a death squad that Montesinos allegedly organized in the early 1990s.
Former President Fujimori also fled the country last fall. How will Montesinos' capture affect Fujimori?
Well, the Peruvian government has been trying very hard to get Japan to send Alberto Fujimori back to Peru, but the government in Tokyo says that Fujimori is a Japanese citizen and he can't be extradited. Officials here are hoping that whatever information Montesinos provides will convince Japan that Fujimori should be returned to face charges. In fact, when Peruvian President-elect Alejandro Toledo heard about the capture of Montesinos in Venezuela, one of his first comments was that this will be a big help in getting Fujimori back. There has always been a question about how involved Fujimori was in the corruption that we're now learning about. The investigations so far haven't really turned up that much about Fujimori's personal involvement. And that will certainly be one of the main concerns of the people who are interrogating Montesinos in the coming days.
What's the reaction in Peru to the capture of Montesinos?
The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. This is something that the transitional government, which took over after Fujimori left, has been pushing very, very hard for. The interim president, Valentin Paniagua, said that the capture was an important step toward the moralization of the country after so many years of high-level corruption. Of course, there are those who did business with Montesinos and haven't been caught yet. It's fair to say that there are plenty of people here in Peru who are holding their breath today, hoping that Montesinos didn't bring any compromising videotapes in his carry-on baggage this morning.
Well, you have a lot of Peruvians in earthquake recovery now.
That's right. The earthquake in the south of Peru, relief efforts are going forward. President Paniagua spent all day yesterday in affected areas. The situation is much more under control than I think people expected. The death toll has remained fairly stable for the last 24 hours, and we don't expect reports at this point of many more casualties, but there's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Reporter John Miller in Lima.